Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, Mark Romani, our buddy from ESPN.com, reporting Falcons kicking the tires on some used wide receivers right now. So trying to, you know, beef up that position. We've been talking about that a lot today. Want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. Where do you stand? I mean, are you feeling, man, I sure hope they can get Penix Jr. right, because I don't have to remind you guys, you're all football fans and ladies. We know where this goes. We know the story. You know, year one, you maybe get 3 or 4 starts in some cases, or you watch from the sideline. Sometimes they throw you to the fire. And you adapt and you get better as the season goes along, the way Jaden Daniels did. Sometimes you struggle mightily, like Caleb Williams. And, you know, it looks a little bit better this year with Ben Johnson. But year three is kind of like the make or break year, you know, if you don't really know where you're going. And in this case, I hope we go into year three with this was just a blip on the radar for Michael Penix Jr. They iron out some of this stuff. But they seem like there's mitigating factors that we've stumbled onto today, which kind of make this a really tough sled. The offensive line is banged up. Okay. They can't use Bijan Robinson and establish the run like they should. So use more Algier, right? I mean, there are solutions here, Abe. But
you have to try them, though.
And the thing is, Pitts, you've got an op. I've been saying for – Carl said this a year ago. You know, Pitts could come to the rescue. But Pitts is so inconsistent, he can't give you the option you need. That's what you – hell, you got a Charlie Warner. I think the second largest gain from scrimmage other than a Drake London throw was Charlie Warner's catch.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who's not there to catch the football.
Sure isn't.
But he can do it.
He did.
You know, it's just the Kyle Pitts, of all the Falcons that I've covered since I moved here in 98, he would probably be the most exasperating. I mean, Mike Vick early and late in his career, we later found out it was a distraction or two. But, you know, you knew the greatness was there, but he just felt like it was so untapped. And that's the way I feel about Pitts. It's like, what are we doing here? You know, and what are you doing? And what's going on between his ears when he looks in the mirror? You know, what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's really tough for fans to come to, because you're dealing with the obvious upper-end draft stock that was used on him. And then you're also dealing with what you saw in his rookie season and what at the time looked like he was the next – the way everyone's talking about Bijan Robinson as this position is yours for the future, all that stuff – after 1 year of Kyle Pitts, you'd have thought that Kittle and Kelsey would be talking to this dude saying, you're the next man up at this position, and it has gone the exact opposite direction. I think there is some inconsistency at quarterback. That's not great. Obviously, the difference in offensive play calling and the design is not great. Mike, you know what's going to – more than him not getting the job done here, what's really going to get in fans' crawl is when he leaves this team and goes right back to 1,000 yards season after 1,000 yard season. Because I do believe it's there.
No, well, you know what? You find the coach who can pull it out of him. You know, because we've spent so much time. We even talked about it with Kyle earlier this year when he was our in-studio guest at Flowery Branch. I joked around, like, your ears burning? Because, you know, we're good for at least an hour a week talking about, you know, what Kyle Pitts is or isn't and what he should be. But, I mean, 20%, 8 of 40, 8 of 40, 20% conversion rate on third down I mean, for Michael Penix Jr., that's you got to be kidding me.
No, and the last 2 weeks, I think when you look at winnable games, Mike, and you go, what was it, 1-for-13 or 2-for-13, whatever it was, against New England, 0-for-8 in this one. You look at winnable games, that's your difference. They got 2 third downs,
right,
which was good enough for them. They also went 4th-on-4th here and there, and you didn't do that. But there are, again, these games are so close, and they can be decided by offensively or defensively, by the way, a play here or play there.
Yes, and that's,
but you're not making any of those plays.
No.
It's always the other team stepping up to make the play on both sides of the ball, their offense and their defense.
Now, the good news is we got some things to be excited about because we've seen Jalen Walker stepping up and Pierce Jr. But, I mean, and that's great. But if we don't make the playoffs and we don't have a first-round pick next year, you know, and Terry won't be here, I think we're not – and that's another thing. Where is the sense of urgency to hear Raheem Morris? Well, look, guys, we'll be respectful, but we ask these questions. We'll try to get answers. But, I mean, to say we'll go look at the tape and these things are fixable, well, then fix it. You know what I mean? I apologize. I know we're a broken record now. This team has shown the ability to compete with the better teams in the league and then lose because of the things you just referred to, the individual mistakes, the individual penalties, the screw-ups, the coaching decisions. Hey, you know what? 3rd and 20, let's go more of a – let's be more conservative and go just rush 4, even though we just pushed him back 20 yards by rushing 5. You know what I mean? That's this coaching staff. When Raheem Morris gets fired, the epitaph for his coaching time for the second run in Atlanta will be he hired bad assistants. He hired Jimmy Lake, and I know that Brick made us look better for a minute – but Brick still does enough stuff to leave you. Again, we just let Jonathan Taylor rush for 240 freaking yards. You know, you got to wrap up. J.D. Bertrand, who they still rush out there, got pushed down by a tight end like he was a little – he looked like he was a junior varsity player going up against varsity.
It's the helmet.
Well, the helmet doesn't help.
It doesn't help, man.
I mean, looking like Big Helmet from Spaceballs.
Here's the
thing.
And
I understand it's a safety concern. I know he's a local high school's product, Notre Dame star, and a good guy. But he just doesn't look like he's cut out for the NFL.
It's too faceted. You let them fix the defensive coordinator hire. Jimmy Lake clearly wasn't it. You bring in Albrick. It looks to be fixed. And yes, the defense had some mistakes on Sunday. You gave them a lead. Ultimately, they couldn't hold it. Whatever. I think the defense is in a much better place. Do you let Raheem address the offensive mistake that has been Zach Robinson? And if so, the other question is, is he gonna? My concern here, Mike, is that you make no changes, and we're running it back again next year. And when we talk about a cycle of no man's land, because this team's not that bad. They're not the worst team in the NFL. Forget the first-round pick next year. Let's say you run it back. Raheem, Zach Robinson, Jeff Ulbrich. You're not going to be that bad that you're getting a top-five pick the next year. You better not be. You shouldn't be. If you're not willing to make the changes, where are we headed with all
guys,
of this?
Abe, this will be 8 seasons without the playoffs.
Have you seen anything out of Flowery Branch that makes you believe they're going to make a change?
No. What Dave Archer joined us earlier, that interview's on Odyssey.com. He talked about, look, they gave Penix the ability to check out of a play, and he did, and Pitts doesn't hear it, and Penix gets blown up, and then they get that. And that was the fumble which set up Indianapolis with short yardage to get to the goal. The thing about this team is they don't play as a team. We don't play complimentary football. That's enough. As we said, the mistakes, the coaching staff, the inflexibility at times with the decisions we were looking for. Hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. A couple guys, what's the vibe on this? Because Day-Day, how hot was Carl yesterday, by the way? Carl was off today for Veterans Day. Salute to all the veterans out there. We started the show with a little mini salute. Whether you're active duty, I got a special place in my heart for all you guys that were in Vietnam, like my dad, and you know Carl's dad was a lifer in the Army. But happy Veterans Day as well. But what was the vibe with the Carl yesterday?
I mean, Carl himself believes that Michael Penix is not looking good right now. He did say that. And he did, you know, in his words, we need to look in the mirror as Falcon fans and accept that reality.
Because here's the deal. When you're a dysfunctional franchise, and this I was saving this one for you, Abe, because a couple of guys I ran into, German Falcon fans, literally, they're German. They got two sports bars in Berlin. But German Falcon, they had some unbelievable build-outs for this weekend, too, in Berlin. But they were asking me, and I said, I thought this franchise went off the rails. I mean, it's yes, I get it. We all know about Super Bowl 51 and 28-3. But to me, when this team went off the rails is when we decided we could make a play for Deshaun Watson while we still had Matt Ryan. And we had Deshaun Watson in for an interview. And then to this day, nobody will tell you whose idea it was.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Arthur, it was your idea? Yes, I thought it'd be kind of a Falcon ball boy. Well, okay, I get it. We can go from one star quarterback to another. I always use the analogy of having the baby without the labor pains. I asked Terry about it. Everyone just kind of shrugs. To me, that's when you're literally throwing stuff up at the wall. And remember, that also coincided with salary cap hell.
Yeah.
So Arthur Smith, who signs up for what he thought 2 or 3 years of Matt Ryan, now all of a sudden it's Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder, and now his career here is over. And then we do the dumbest thing in the history of the National Football League that everybody and their uncle now knows. And you guys all got gaslit because everybody else understood it. And I was the only guy making me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. You either sign Cousins or you draft Penix. And if you believe in him, spend that money on defense. Let Penix go to work. And you sign a veteran offensive coordinator to work with the rookie quarterback. You had a first-time offensive coordinator who thought he was getting 2 to 3 years with Kirk Cousins and now doesn't know how to help a guy who is coming to the sideline going, Coach, get the play in. Get the play in. And you can't do it. Because then maybe let's cut the freaking language. He's out there, as Arch said, they're now going to a wristband. It's play 25, giving him some last-minute instructions before the helmet kicks out. I just don't think, long answer to your question earlier, you've got the ability to fix this. Because you had a chance to hire McDonald, who went out there to Seattle, right?
Maybe.
Maybe he did a bad interview. I think they were scared off of not having another quarterback with experience. They didn't want to blow it because Arthur Smith didn't have head of coaching experience. They got the flirtation with Belichick. Arthur was this close. I mean, we're talking this close to bringing Belichick here. And then Rich McKay goes, well, shoot. If Belichick's here, I don't really have anything to do here. And all of Arthur's minions say, well, we can't do that. Harbaugh, would they ever paid Harbaugh in L.A.? Freaking double it, Arthur. Because Harbaugh is exactly what this franchise needed. The guts for that. So they go with a retread. The most uncompelling hire we could have is Raheem Morris. And now you get a guy who shows you why his career record is under 500. He's a great defensive coordinator. He's a great defensive coordinator, Abe. He's not a head coach. He doesn't hire a good staff. And with this thing floundering, he's like the captain on the Titanic. He's going to sit in the bridge and enjoy the view.
To me, it's the inability to part with the staff, unless deemed completely out of his control, that bothers me. And I get it. He did make a move away from Jimmy Lake. I don't know what went down with Ike Hilliard, but that didn't solve anything. Look, I'm not calling for jobs here. I like Marquise Williams.
Yeah, well,
Special teams is a disaster.
But see, this goes back to our discussion earlier about that timeout call. And I said it defies logic. You fire Ike Hilliard for poor performance from a position. The wide receiver corps is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, our special teams cost you this game, in essence. Special teams set them up. Special teams has been brutal this year. We don't get – where's our home run ball? We have one all season? One good return?
You mentioned that they don't have the ability to fix it. I think they do, Mike.
There is the brain power or the ability or the imagination does not exist in Flowery Branch to fix this.
No.
In my opinion.
I meant by making a change. The willingness doesn't seem like it's there.
I don't know. Is Arthur going to have the guts to pull the – because I get it. Ripping off the Band-Aid is the biggest pain in the arse in the world. Now you got to hire a new coach. Probably got to hire a new general manager. And look, I know Terry inherited a terrible situation with the cap. Guys, we're 8 years without the playoffs. We're losing. We're finding new and exciting ways to lose each week. We are the definition, Abe, of a dysfunctional franchise. We're dysfunctional. We're dysfunctional for the Deshaun Watson thing. We're dysfunctional for not having the presence of mind in a 28-3 situation to see that thing through. But now, ultimately, we're dysfunctional because we hired mediocre coaches.
And then don't change them out when the time comes.
Right. I'm so frustrated. The one last thing I'll give you from the trip to Germany. Oh, by the way, met Darren Eales. He ran into Darren Eales outside the stadium. For those who remember Atlanta United, Day-Day, he's doing great in his battle against cancer. He just looked great. The photo's up at Mike Bell ATL. But when we were on the plane, ran into so many Falcon fans. We had 50 Falcon fans on our flights back. And everyone said the same thing like me. I want to give a shout-out to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To Trini and to Gene and to Jerome and Lou, everybody else, everyone was saying, I love this team so much, but I'm this close to giving up my tickets because I'm so frustrated with it. You know, it's just you feel like you're spinning your wheels.
It doesn't feel like there's belief you're pulling out.
When we come back, we'll give you some positivity. Abe's going to tell you how we're going to go on a 3-game win streak because he believes it. This hour of the show is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. Hey, guys, we're going to have some fun coming up this week. Thursday, we're going to be at Joe's in Alpharetta. And that's going to be a blast. Matter of fact, looking forward to some fun and shenanigans. We haven't been up in that neck of the woods in a minute. More details on that coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.